Good morning, all. Thanks for dialing in to this Q4 update call with Akelius. Today's speaker are Ralf Spann, CEO, and Leiv Synnes, CFO. They will start with a short update, followed by Q&A, and the report has been sent out to participants signed up for the call. But if you haven't received it, you can find it on Akelius webpage. It's www.akelius.com, and on the drop-down menu to the left, you search Finance, Reports, and then it's Interim 2020 Year-End Report. So with that, Ralf and Leiv, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Welcome to today's presentation of Akelius Report 2020. My name is Ralf Spann. I'm CEO of Akelius. With me is Leiv Synnes. Leiv is the CFO of the company. Leiv and I present the results for the year 2020 and give you also some more feedback on recent developments. After the presentation, you have time to raise your questions and comments. We're going through the Interim Report 2020, and please go to page four. On page four, it says, "Property Portfolio, December 31st, 2020." So on average, the residential units in 2020 were 44,835 apartments, summing up to a fair value of 12.1 billion euros, with an average cap rate of 3.28%. Akelius is invested in three regions: Europe, Scandinavia, and North America. Europe's share is 43%, North America 31%, and Scandinavia 26%. Akelius is invested in seven countries: in Sweden, Denmark, Germany, France, U.K., U.S., and Canada. It has six currencies in its portfolio and covered in 12 metropolitan areas. All cities show strong population growth forecasts, and the urbanization trend is long-term. So what we see, according to the UN, is that today we have 55% of the world population living in a city, and that number is going to increase by 2050 to 68%. And population growth is the best insurance against vacancy. All Akelius markets are very liquid and provide Akelius options just in case Akelius plans to dispose of properties. We continue with page five. It says, "Changes in the property portfolio and development residential in-place rent." So the consequences of Berlin rent regulation is -23 million euro per year lower rental income, and that is equal to 2.7% on a group level. A court ruling is expected during 2021, saying if this rent regulation is unconstitutional or if the Berlin regulation has the authority to implement such regulation. We also see that the share of the upgrade apartments increased by 3 percentage points to 51%, and that means that more than half of the Akelius apartments are fully refurbished. We continue with page six. It says, "Like-for-like growth and net lettings." So I assume we all agree that 2020 was a year of a crisis. The residential sector, especially the real estate with Akelius, has shown strong resistance. The rental income grew by 3.6%, which is slightly below the average of the last five years, while the net operating income, like-for-like, grew 8.4%, which is actually the second highest in the last five years. The number of net lettings, 518, contributed and yielded to an additional income of 7.3 million euros per year. Akelius will complete ongoing major capital projects within the next two years. That will reduce the vacancy by 50% and increase the rental income by 25 million euros. Akelius doesn't plan to add any major new capital or investment projects. We continue with slide seven. There it says, "The development vacancy rate residential." So like-for-like, Akelius managed to reduce the vacancy rate from 8.6% to 7.5%, which is equal to a decrease of 1.1 percentage points. again, 7.5%, that vacancy rate can be explained mainly by ongoing investment, and that is 50% of the vacancy rate. The vacancy rate could be decreased mainly due to less apartment upgrades and the completion of capital projects. The real vacancy rate was 1.7%. That is slightly higher than in the last past 10 years, and that is mainly due to the finishing and completion of capital projects. On page 8, you see the annual property return. On average, in the last 7 years, the annual property return was 11%. In 2020, it was 2.4%, where the income return is 2.2%, and the value were really stable during the year of the crisis and increased by 0.3%. Akelius experienced decreasing values in New York, Boston, and London, while the values increased in Toronto, Montreal, and Hamburg. That shows that the diversification pays off. In a normal year, Akelius would expect a value increase by 3% as it was in 2019. The capitalization rate at the end of the year was 3.28 and it decreased from 3.67. And that is mainly to adjustments in Berlin. Before I hand over to Leif, please go to page 12. You see two cities, Berlin and Hamburg. As I mentioned, Akelius is invested in metropolitan cities, and in those cities, focusing on central locations. We see that the impact on the rental growth is negative in Berlin. That is due to the rent regulation. We haven't seen any change in values during the last year in Berlin. The lower income was offset by lower cap rates. In Hamburg, we see a value increase, as I just mentioned. And together, Berlin and Hamburg, they explained 32% of the Akelius portfolio. In Berlin, we plan to start disposing condominiums. Akelius has already converted 21% of its portfolio into condominiums, has applied for another 12%, and is in preparation for a further 38% to convert into condominiums. That means in sum, 71% of the portfolio are suitable for disposing as condominiums. We have done that business in Hamburg since five years and has been very successful. That's why we started the first project in Berlin last autumn. Continue with page 13. We see that Brexit and COVID had a slightly impact on the values in London. London is the only free market next to Boston in the Akelius portfolio. In Paris, the vacancy rate is a little bit higher with 30%. That is explained due to the ongoing and planned investment, which will be finished the next 2 years. And so we see huge potential in Paris to grow the rented income over the next years. On page 14, you see Stockholm and Malmö, who explains one-fourth of the Akelius portfolio. It's a very stable cash flow in Scandinavia, almost risk-free, and both cities have a strong population forecast. Akelius has also the potential to add to its existing stock 3,000 apartments by building new apartments due to conversion commercial into residential, attic extensions, or just new construction of living space. That potential is planned to be realized over the next years. Going on to page 17, you see Toronto and Montreal. Both show a strong increase in like-for-like rental income, while the vacancy rate is very low. End of August last year, we announced that we target cash-providing properties. Akelius has already acquired properties of 130 million euros, equals 600 apartments. And those acquisitions have an initial yield of 4.8%, compared to the income return of 2.2% last year on a group level. At the moment, the company sees a huge demand on properties in Scandinavia and Germany. And that's why recently the company acquired properties in North America. Midterm, Akelius plans to grow all in all Akelius cities, plus Ottawa. Canada is, has a very stable political environment, a very friendly immigration policy, and shows a strong population growth. That was mainly the basic or the base reasons why we decided to enter Ottawa. Now I would like to hand over to Leif.
Thank you. You can move to page 9. The loan to value in the group reduced by 1 percentage point to 39% during last year. And the reason was that we in the group issued a hybrid bond. The interest cost in the group reduced during 2020 as a function of lower debt and lower cost of debt. If you look on cash uses to cash sources or the liquidity situation in the company, at the moment it is really strong. So we have available cash sources of 1.3 billion euro. And that is on the back of 2 bond issues and a few acquisitions during 2020. If you look on page 10, there is a picture of debt maturities. We have minor debt maturities in 2021, but we have a bond that is maturing in 2022 on 600 million. But compared to the liquidity sources, we are in a good place. This year, we will likely add more bonds in the capital market, and we will likely try to prolong the outstanding debt. And the reason being that we can lower the cost of funds and also secure a low funding cost for a long time. On the bottom right of page 10, you see the development of the interest rate. During last year, the average cost of funds reduced from 2.25% to 1.95%. During the autumn, Akelius issued 2 bonds with a total volume of 1 billion euro. The cost of that bond was on average slightly above 1%, or half the cost of the average cost of funding, meaning that currently there is a trend for lower cost of funds in Akelius. Thank you.
Good. So to summarize Akelius results in 2020, first, diversification reduced risk and increased safety. That was obviously the case for Akelius in 2020, when Europe and Scandinavia showed very strong performance. It pays off to have properties in 7 countries with 6 currencies in 12 metropolitan cities. Second, Akelius' residential property portfolio showed strong resistance in the year of the crisis. The key figures, rented income grew by 3.6%, net operating income grew by 8.4%, vacancy reduced by 1.1%, and the interest coverage ratio is up from 2 to 2.5%. And third, Akelius is targeting cash-providing properties and has done that. It aims to grow in next year by keeping the current rating.
Perfect. Thanks. Thanks all for dialing in. If any follow-up questions, please reach out. And with that, thanks for the call.